Let's bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this Friday morning?
Very good.
All right. So we have a tied-up series in the American League, and we have what appears to be the Atlanta Braves on the verge of going to the World Series in the National League.
Wrong again.
No?
Houston's down 3-2.
Oh, they are. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That's right. That's right. Well, it's still a lot close. It's a much closer series there than it is in the National League.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it must be mid-October. There's two ways you can tell. You know what they are?
The Yankees aren't playing, and the Dodgers are going to get booted out.
Very close. The Yankees aren't playing, and Clayton Kershaw did it again.
Yep. Well, we
terrible job. He should have stayed out with the cramps.
From the way things look here, either Houston or Tampa Bay, I think, can beat anybody from the National League.
Let's go back to Kershaw for a minute. You know how everybody says he's a shoe-in Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
You know who has better numbers than him? Zach Greinke.
Yeah.
Zach Greinke has better numbers than him. And people make fun of Greinke. He don't throw hard. He's peculiar. He's this. He's that. He's a more effective pitcher than Clayton Kershaw, period, end of story. Why people love Clayton Kershaw, I don't know. People like a lot of people that are useless nowadays, and he's one of them. The game before when the Dodgers absolutely annihilated the Braves gave him some momentum going into yesterday's game. And, you know, as soon as that number 5 comes up on the scoreboard, Kershaw falls apart. That's his M.O., and that's what happened. He's a 4-inning Hall of Fame pitcher. He's a disaster. But, like you said, the Braves, they have a command in that series right now. And don't count the Astros out yet.
No, I'm not. That's why.
They led off the game with a homer, and they had a walk-off, and like even Pedro Martinez said last night, he's shocked at how good Houston's pitching is. And Dusty Baker, in the last two games, he's pulling all the right cards out. So buckle up today. If they win today, they're going to win Game 7.
That's why I said either Tampa Bay or Houston, because Houston's playing really well. Tampa Bay has been playing well now for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I really believe that either one of those teams.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's a good team. I mean, if Houston makes it to the World Series, they earned every inch of it. They earned every inch of it because they had a tough series against Oakland, and now that there's not too many teams came down 3-0. So if it happens, the Tampa Bay Rays could be up there with the biggest collapse of the Yankees from 2004.
Well, I was just going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say.
They can take the monkey off the Yankees back for a little bit.
I was going to say, there's only one other team that I know of that lost down. I had 3-0.
They're the only ones, yep.
So
we'll see what happens. I'd definitely be watching that. And that game tonight is at 5:30.
All right. It should be the second game.
Really? I mean, the Braves and the Dodgers, that's pretty much over. You know, let them play at 5:30. Put the other game on at 8 o'clock. That's going to be a big game tonight.
The Dodgers and the Yankees always seem to get the nod, so it's the way it is.
They never learn. They keep getting a nod, and they keep losing.
All right, let's go on to football. Le'Veon Bell, he's signed with Kansas City.
Yeah, I saw that on the telly this morning underneath, and
Here's what I don't understand, Mike. Here's what I don't understand. Here's a guy who's paid millions and millions of dollars by the Jets, and he's just terrible. He's just not performing. That's fine. But then he makes it so bad that the Jets would just have to release him, okay,
mm-hmm.
To get out of the contract. So they release him, and then he says he names 4 teams that he'll play for. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a guy who hasn't performed since he signed his big contract, who creates enough problems where a team's got to drop him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He names his 4 teams, and those 4 teams come begging.
Well, it's kind of like LeBron Baby James, what he did. Remember when he goes to whatever team he wants to play for by dictating what's going on?
At least he delivers. This guy has to. What's this guy delivering?
Yeah, but here's the thing, what we want to see here. If this guy goes to Kansas City and shows one inkling of ability, what's that tell you what he did with the Jets?
That's exactly
right.
That means
he dogged it just to get out of there.
Yeah.
And in the NFL, there's a lot more people that go bow wow than anything else.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you look at and you say, gosh, you know, you see, you know, a player that's got a track record, that's got that has pitched well or hit well for like 5-6 years. It's got, you know.
Yeah, this guy's been useless for four.
He really has not done anything over the last 3.5 years. You're absolutely right. That's
and you know, shame on the NFL owners and GMs for bending over and allowing this guy to do what he wants to do. They should have let him hang out in purgatory for the whole year. So the Jets have to pay him. So you have to pay him. But don't do what he wants. Yeah. Let him negotiate when he's a free agent to do what teams want him, because then the teams have him over a barrel and they can give him a lot less than he's asking for. Right now, you know, and I'm sure the Jets are still paying some of his salary in Kansas City. I don't know the details of the deal, but I venture to say they are. So, I mean, these teams giving into these terrorists, which is what they actually are, is ridiculous.
All right. Should we look at the schedule?
Of what, football?
Yeah.
I don't look at the schedule. I just look at the litter box.
Okay. We got to make the predictions. So.
Oh, I'm in.
Okay. So you want to do yours first?
No, you can go first. I have mine written down already.
All right. So then let's go to the scoreboard here. Cleveland and Pittsburgh. I'm going to take Cleveland in that game. Baltimore and Philadelphia. I'm going to take Baltimore in that game. And what else do we have here? Isn't San Francisco or the Packers here? I can't see the Packers. Well, anyways, I'll take. I don't know.
It's a garbage can week.
No, that's right. Sunday. I'll take Green Bay over Tampa Bay.
Okay. So you took Cleveland, Green Bay, and who was the other team? Pittsburgh?
No, I took Cleveland. Yeah.
You took Cleveland?
Yeah, over Pittsburgh, yeah.
All right. Well, I took Green Bay like you, and the lucky marbles fell on the Rams in Miami.
All right. So we'll see what happens with that. Any other sports to talk about?
Yeah, we got a race for tomorrow.
All right. What do we got?
The ninth race at Keeneland, the Grade 2 Ravens Run. I think that there's 10 horses lining up for this race tomorrow. Two horses I'm looking at. My top pick is the 2-horse, Four Graces. This horse is 6 starts lifetime with 4 wins and a second. 1-for-1 over Keeneland, ran there in the middle of the summer in the Beaumont and drew off and won that race by 4. Got run down by Sconson in the 8 Bells, but the good thing about that day, we had Sconson. So we come back with 4 Graces tomorrow to win the ninth race at Keeneland. And the horse we're going to use underneath is going to be the 6, Reagan's Edge. This horse has 5 lifetime starts with 2 wins, 2 seconds, and a third. Never been off the board. Ran second to Frank's Rockette, who's going to be one of the favorites in the Philly Sprint in the Breeders' Cup in a couple of weeks. Other than that, this horse has done nothing wrong. So we're going to go with the 2 on top, and we're going to go with a 2-6 exacta box in the ninth of Keeneland tomorrow. That is the, what's the name of that race? The Raven Run.
The Raven Run. How'd you do with your internet pick yesterday?
How do I do with my internet pick every day? Yeah, that thing's got the biggest San Juan hex on it than the Jets do. I think I have one pick there that won in a month. How bad is that?
That's tough.
That thing's jinxed.
That's tough.
You got to get an exorcist for the website.
All right, we'll work on it. Have a good weekend, Mike. I'll speak to you on Monday.
You too, guys. Enjoy the baseball games, folks.
Oh yeah, gonna be good. Take care,
guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.